Hi, it's Phil Henry, episode 85 of the Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by Sherry's Berries, a mouthwatering, delicious strawberry treat covered in chocolate. Fantastic gift for the holidays, as well as Amazon.com, fantastic gifts for the holidays, as well as PhilHenryShow.com, a fantastic gift for yourself for the holidays. With our BSPs all this month, if you get a Backstage Pass subscription of 1 month, you get one free CD best of download. If you get a 6 month, you get 3. And if you get a 1 year subscription, you get 5 free best of CD downloads from our shop at philhenryshow.com. This is Robert Greene. This is a show from 2004. It was right after the governor of New Jersey at that time had come out as a gay man. He was carrying on a clandestine, I'm told is fine, with another man. Bob Green comes on the program after being slapped with some sexual harassment complaint, saying, how is it that two guys can get married or two guys can go riding on a tandem bicycle together after antiquing, and Bob can't slap some woman on the rear end and tell her how hot she is? This, then, is the thinking of Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods.
The CEO of Fraser Foods joins us, Robert Green. And Mr. Green and a group of about 20 businessmen will be traveling to Washington later this week to meet with a group of congressmen on improving the climate for small businessmen in America. Other issues besides workmen's compensation will be other kinds of insurance, OSHA standards. Robert, welcome to our program.
It's always a pleasure to be on your program, Phil. And there are a number of things that are important to men who own small businesses.
What prompted this call to action by you?
Let me start by telling about something I read in the paper the other day. I read about this governor. Now, this man's a governor from New Jersey who made sexual advances on another man. And I read about this, and it made me feel sick to my stomach that a man, you know, is making sexual advances on another man. The men working for a state government. Okay, now, I don't have anything against gay people. And I want that to be very clear. But I'm very old-fashioned. I don't appreciate people who flaunt that. I had some checkers who worked for me. These are women who worked at our checkout stands in one of the smaller stores we had. Very hard-working women. But during their lunch breaks, I'm listening to them in the lunchroom, a lunchroom that I provide for them, and they're talking politics. And I overheard two or three of them who work at our check stand talking about the hours they're working and how they're going to have to make ends meet on the money that they're making. Now, I understand these women work for me, and they're in a lunchroom that I provide for them, and they're talking about things that 30 years ago you never would have had a woman talk. 30 years ago, you wouldn't hear women openly talking politics on their lunch break, and I don't think, Phil, you would 30 years ago have ever met the woman with the gall to talk about her pay or her work hours in the very lunchroom where she works. So this is the world we're living in now, where a guy is having sex with another guy, and he's the governor of New Jersey. Now, women who are doing these things.
But we do live in different times, and we do live in a time when, where attitudes evolve.
But let me ask you something. As I said, I'm an old-fashioned guy. Do you think two guys should be sexually coming on to each other if one of them is a governor?
It depends on where they are. I mean, if it's a private place, off hours, I don't see the harm in it.
Well, it is something that I will tell you frankly, I'll tell your audience, I don't understand it. I think a lot of Americans share my feeling. The way things have changed, and it seems to me to be to the negative, behavior we never would have tolerated. Where I work, we don't have gays, but I do hire a lot of women, and one of them came into work one morning, and she was wearing a very attractive dress, and I complimented her on the dress. And she looked at me, and she said she didn't appreciate being spoken to that way. Now, can you imagine? I compliment her on how nice she looks, and she says to me, her boss, I'm her boss, that she doesn't want to be spoken to that way. Now, 30 years ago, I would have told her to get her ASS out of my store, and I wouldn't have given her severance.
Well, I want to ask something. How did you compliment her? What did you say?
What did I say? I said, Georgianne, you look very hot, you know?
Well, I mean, you look very hot.
Yeah, well, that's correct, and I'm the boss.
Right.
And there are a lot of women who would be very flattered, but today, today women are allowed to have an attitude. They're allowed to speak any way they want to an employer. They even sue employers. 25 years ago, I could have made the same comment to a female employee, even one that was a bagger, say a teenager. And if she answered me the way this one did, you know, there was a time you could have forced them onto the desk and taught them a little bit of respect. And
what are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a time when you could take her by the arm and talk some sense to her. And what I'm saying is this, Phil, the small businessman is being raked over the coals by the high cost of doing business in this country. And on top of that, we have to witness things that would have made you sick to your stomach no more than 20, 30 years ago. But because we've lost our traditional values as a people, because we have lost the way we used to deal with things, we have a governor in New Jersey who's he's having sex with a guy in his office. And
well, the charge is sexual harassment, but his being gay really doesn't have anything to do with it. What it proves is that gay and straight people alike, in the case of this governor, may act like fools in the workplace. We have Robert Green on, CEO of Fraser Foods, to talk about how business was done in the old days and how things have changed. He's going to Washington, D.C. with a group of businessmen to talk about this. You said that there was a time when a female, you would have forced her onto the desk and taught her some respect.
There was a time you could have said, if you said to a woman, look, you look hot in that dress, and she says to you, you know, don't talk to me like that, you could have taught her a little bit of respect, but now you're not allowed. When my daughter was very small, and I'm talking about 25 years ago, if she talked back or acted up or she smart-mouthed me or her mother, you never thought twice about smacking the taste out of her mouth, and you could work on them pretty good. Today we have gays who are having sex with other guys. You get arrested for child abuse now, but we got gays that can do what they want to do. I was talked to by two county sheriffs one night after my wife and I had an argument, and they're lecturing me in my own home about what you can and can't do with your own wife. Now, 25 years ago, you could grab her by the arm, and you could tell her what was up. Okay? But now you can't do that. Now you go to jail. And yet, this very same society lets this gay and another gay, and these two guys are doing it with each other in the governor's mansion in New Jersey. That's what I find hypocritical, and that's why we're going back to Washington, D.C.
Robert Green, so let me be clear. You're going back to D.C. to talk to these to the congressmen about the workplace. Do you want to be able to discipline your employees? Do you want to be able to say to a female?
Well, you how come a gay gets to? How come two guys get to? Two gays get to go date? Can date? How come the governor of New Jersey can date a guy? And yet I have to allow women to talk about politics where I work. See, if I can't have my traditional values, why does everybody else get to have theirs?
You don't want women talking politics.
No, I'm just saying there was a time when you didn't allow women, you didn't allow your wife to talk about political things. That was something that men did. There was a time when you could grab a woman by the arm and pull her close to you and tell her, you know, what you were going to do, and she couldn't do anything about it.
You want to be able to do that.
I think it's only fair that if we let two guys date, I mean, think about that, that I can't tell a woman she looks good. But as the CEO of a small business, this is what all the small businessmen of America are putting up with this. I got a guy who works for me. He is some kind of a black person. He's Indian, I think. And, of course, he's always talking about his racial discrimination. And yet, I'm not allowed to say to him, well, you know, you look to me like you look like you're black or whatever, and yet two guys get to have sex out there in New Jersey. You know, the governor's dating a guy.
I want to try and get your point, and I'm sorry if I'm not getting it.
Well, I think it's pretty clear.
No, but you're bringing up the governor of New Jersey being gay, and you know a lot of Americans accept this.
Well, that's I understand that. I'm not saying I do, but.
But I mean, a lot of Americans accept that there are gay Americans and that they are part of our community and they are part of our family. And gay people and straight people act stupid.
Well, but gay people act stupid. All right. So tell me this: a guy gets to go out with another guy, and yet I can't tell one of my women that works for me I don't want you talking politics, and I can't tell her she looks hot in a tight dress. Why is that? Because,
well, in the one instance, one is considered harassment, and in the
but two gays can date, and one's the governor of New Jersey.
I realize that you this is a value clash, right?
Oh, it's absolutely a value clash. So. There, you know, when I said to her, do you know there was a time you could tell a woman that worked for you, you know what, I would like to take you on a date, and if you don't go with me, maybe I'll fire you. Now, there was a time you could do that. Not that I ever did it, but there was a time you were allowed to do that. And now they tell you you can't do that anymore, and yet two guys get to go out with each other.
In the one instance, that's called sexual harassment.
Well, I know. They got all kinds of descriptions for that, yeah. If I say to her, you know, I think you look good, and I'm the boss, and I want to go out with you, and she's dating every other guy in the store except me. She's slept with every guy in the store except me. And she won't go out with me. And I'm not allowed to say, I want you to go out with me, or I'm going to fire you. And yet, in New Jersey, these two dudes are going out on having... dancing together and everything.
All right, 1-800. Can you hold on for a minute?
You understand what I'm talking about, Phil?
Well, it's a little difficult to grasp it, but it is a.
It's traditional values versus the insane way the world works today. When I was coming up in the business, you could do these things, but now I got to sit there. I can't do it. But these two guys, get to go. To a museum together and go to a flower show together.
This is a clash of values. I can understand it because my values are decidedly different from his.
The Phil Hendry Show. You need a checkup from the neck up.
I understand that. I didn't know you wanted to talk about gay marriage.
No, but I just have to say, why are two guys allowed to, you know, go to a church, or they want to go to a church and they want to, two guys want to be like two women, or, you know, a guy and a woman, they want to get married, right? And yet, I'm not allowed to tell the women that work for me that they have got a nice body or they got a nice, as I told that one young lady I was mentioning, Phil, I said, you know, your rear end looks nice in that dress or something like that.
Because it's considered to be harassing. Now, you asked me why are...
Yeah, but these two guys get to go out on dates together.
No, but that's a separate issue. Two guys going out on a date together are two gay men.
Yeah, but did you ever think you'd see the day?
Did I ever think I'd see the day of what?
That two guys go to, you know, go shopping together and that kind of a thing.
Did I ever think I'd see the day? I never thought about it, but were one to press me and say, Phil, had you ever envisioned the acceptance of gay people in our society, the answer would probably have been no. I don't think I ever would have thought that would happen. But it has happened, and...
Well, you say that's happened.
I believe it has, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people like me who have a hard time with it. Same way that I got a hard time with not being able to walk up to one of my checkers and saying, and I don't mean to be crude, but if she's wearing a nice dress and I say, your butt looks good in that dress.
Don't you see the difference, though?
Like what?
Your butt looks good in that dress.
Right. I hear what you're saying, but I'm equally bothered by a couple of guys, like, let's go get married? I mean...
Let me take some phone calls from people. Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. Vanita, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I am from Alabama, and years ago, people were allowed to keep slave girls, and I suppose that the masters were able to walk in and say the kind of thing that you're talking about. They were called my girls, my checkers, my slave, my servant. Your ass looks good in that dress.
Wait, I pay
and
these women. They're not slaves. Wait a second.
I pay these women, and they go home. And I will have my say on this. You are being a Neanderthal.
Well, you got it all wrong, young lady.
I'm sorry, sir. I do not belong to you.
Look, sweetheart.
I will have my say.
Sweetheart,
please,
I'm telling you.
Quiet
for hold
one
on.
Moment
let the lady
allow
finish.
A mere woman to speak up. I am a working woman. I take care of myself. It is
25 years ago, you wouldn't be able to talk to me.
Sir, you are once again interrupting me.
Let her finish.
Just one moment.
Go ahead, Vanita.
Of silence.
Go ahead.
I work for a decent man who does not walk in and make comments like that. If he would like to say, Vanita, you look fine in that dress today. You look very professional. You look fine. That's great. I thank him for that compliment, and I accept it as such. But he does not say, wow, I really like the shape you're in. I wish I could take you out. Can I take you out? You're one of my girls. He never calls me one of his girls.
But a guy gets to marry another guy. But a guy gets to go to a flower show with another guy.
You have spoken quite sufficiently.
Well, I'm the guest.
Know where your stand is.
I'm the guest on the show. And the
host.
I would like the host to take charge, please. Would the host please let me talk?
Well, wait a minute.
I'm not quite finished, Phil.
All right, Vanita, but we do.
We
want to have a dialogue. We want to have a dialogue here, okay?
Ma'am, you call me a Neanderthal where there are two men in New Jersey, and one of them's Tarzan and the other one's Cheetah. Okay?
That has nothing to do with walking up and speaking to one of your employees like she is a slave. This is not 1852.
Well, she's not a slave. She gets paid money. All I'm saying is, what's wrong with me saying your butt looks nice, and two guys get to go, and they go and...
I would like to have a dialogue with you, except you're interrupting. That's not called a dialogue.
Oh, it's letting you talk.
Interruption.
Oh, it's called letting you give a speech. Is that what the dialogue is?
You have been giving a speech.
There's a time when I could have just told you to shut up.
And now I think it's somebody else's turn.
Okay. Go ahead, Vanita.
Phil and your guest, whatever goes on in that governor's mansion is wrong. I do not approve of that. But I do not compare that.
Well, we didn't have two guys in Dockers in 1852.
I thought this was a dialogue. Is this a dialogue?
Okay, that was really crude.
Well, how am I going to get her to be quiet? See, in the old days, the woman would be told she knew what she was told.
Oh, you know what? One time a man who was my boss tried bending me over the desk like you're talking about that you think you should do, and he tried to rape me. And I fought my way clear.
But they didn't use the call that rape. It wasn't used to call it rape. They didn't use the call that rape. That was
disciplining an
employee.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
It would be called discipline. And I imagine that is exactly what you would like to do to discipline this young woman who works for you. But she is not your slave.
Oh,
it's
but
time for you to not...
Two guys can go to a resort in Mexico together. Okay, I get it.
All right, Vanita, I think you made your point very, very well. I appreciate your call. You keep, I think you're missing the point.
No, she's missing the point. Okay, so I don't get to say to a woman, your butt looks nice in that dress, that's fine. And yet two guys go to Sandals Resort in Jamaica and walk on the beach? Oh, my God.
All right, well, okay, look, if I could be wrong, you have a problem with the orientation of these men. I want to take a break. We have callers hanging on. Please do through our break. We're talking with Robert Green of Fraser Foods. He's going to Washington to talk about a workman's composition, small businessmen's issues, one of them being workman's compensation. But we've gotten into this discussion of how you can't be a businessman the way you used to be a businessman. The women that he hires can talk to him any way they want now, and yet 30 years ago you'd be able to push him onto the desk and teach him some manners, is the way he put it. And yet we have to, and he keeps saying, how come he can't do that, but two dudes get to go off to a resort for a weekend together? He's talking about the New Jersey governor and the allegation of sexual harassment of this man who came out as a gay American, as he said. The governor of New Jersey, Mr. McKeevy.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You know about that?
Did I know about what?
That the governor of New Jersey and this guy, apparently they went off to, they would go and do what a man and a woman do. In other words, they would go and have dinner in a restaurant, and then the next day they'd go bike riding together and stuff like that. Do you know about that?
I don't know that that's true, sir. I know that the governor of New Jersey said that he's gay. I don't know that he had a relationship with this man at all.
But what if they did?
What if they did? It wouldn't bother me.
It wouldn't bother you. And yet I'm not allowed to say to a woman, I don't want you, how come you're, what are you talking about? And I said to this one, yeah, what are you doing? She says, I'm talking about the presidential election. I said, since when? Because you're working.
Because she's a voter, man. Women vote.
Yeah, but 30 years ago, you wouldn't let this happen. You'd never let it happen. You could grab her by the arm, which I did once. About 25 years ago in my father's store, I grabbed this one gal by the arm, and I pulled her out of the chair, and I said, what are you talking about? And she said, oh, I'm talking about President Bush, or President Reagan at the time. I said, get back over to the at that time she was separating the chickpeas from the string beans. I said, just get over and finish that Kiwi display. So that's the way it used to be.
Man, I'll tell you, even if it was that's the way it used to be, dude, how could you do it in all good conscience?
Well, how could two dudes go to out and get on a tandem bicycle together and ride around town wearing, you know, matching outfits? How could they do that?
Here is Virginia. Go ahead, Virginia.
Yes, I think the gentleman has the issues confused. I think what he's saying is if two gay people have a relationship and affair, they have agreed to do that. What he's talking about is sexual harassment. You're talking about going up to someone saying, your A looks good in a dress or your butt looks good in a dress. That is totally different. You do not have permission to do that because someone is employed by you does not mean that you have ownership. You employ a person, you pay them a salary for what they do.
Well, wait a minute, I didn't tell her she had to do anything. I didn't tell her.
No.
All I said was, your butt looks good in that dress.
No, you're taking ownership. That is disrespectful. You're
what?
Taking ownership.
I'm not taking any ownership. I don't own
you're
her.
You're taking ownership when you say, my gal, my this, my that. You pay those people. They are employed by you. They work for you. They get a salary for what they work for.
I want to get this straight. So you're telling me I can't say to a girl, your butt looks nice in that dress, but you think it's okay for me to go out to a nightclub with one of my box boys and dance into the wee hours? Slow dancing. Slow dancing.
That's what you and your box boy agreed to do.
Yeah,
that's what y'all agreed to do, then it's okay to do it.
I don't understand this one thing.
Because he has said, okay, we'll go out and dance. But I have not given you permission to tell me that my butt looks good on a dress. That's disrespectful.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me I need permission? I don't own you, and I'm not telling you what to do, and I'm not telling you you have to do anything. I'm just saying your butt looks good in a dress.
No, but you did say.
Why can't you say you look nice in that dress today, or you look nice today?
Because I got free.
Why can't you say that?
I have free speech under the Constitution.
And I have the right to be offended by it, too.
Okay, so be offended, but it goes a step further. I get sued by you.
Listen. See, you're being disrespectful now. You have the issues confused.
No, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know exactly what you're saying. You're saying that I can't say to you. I don't want you talking about politics.
You have a problem with the orientation.
No, I don't. I just don't know why they get to two dudes.
Well,
what
happened if two guys brought to lunch together?
Two dudes get to sit there and applaud a parade and then go off holding hands, and yet I can't say I don't want you talking politics in my building.
Oh, now, come on. I think the lady explained it very clearly.
I don't understand.
No, that's why we're going to Washington. We want to clear this up.
Okay.
I worked in human resources years, and let me tell you something. If you said that to an employee, and they can file a sexual harassment lawsuit because you're making it a hostile workplace.
I know, because that's how unfair it is. But yet,
you're making it, and then you have that slave driver mentality.
And then I gotta turn on my TV at night, and I get to see two dudes redecorating a guy's house.
Turn to another town.
But I'm being harassed by these guys showing me how to blow dry my hair.
What do you mean you're being harassed?
Queer Eye for a Straight Guy harasses me. Because they're telling me how to make fish in a pan with wine sauce and stuff.
They're not telling you that.
Yes, they are.
Because you're letting them tell you that.
Wait a second.
No, you voluntarily turned it on as opposed to the lady that's working for you. All right, Virginia, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
See, you guys are using a bunch of lawyer's tricks. You're using a lot of, I don't know what the word is, but semantics.
No, it's logic, man. If you flip on Queer Eye for a Gay Guy...
Suppose I just stumbled across it.
Suppose you did.
Okay. I've been subjected to him harassing me, telling me about and they'll tell you what skin moisturizing lotion. Fine, that's okay. And yet when I hear two women talking about how I don't pay them enough money, doesn't that harass me?
You know what, man? I don't know. This is the age we live in sometimes frustrates me.
That's what I'm talking about. It's frustrating, Phil. It's frustrating for me, too. Two dudes get to go to Sandals Resort together, and yet I can't tell a woman to shut up when she is talking.
No, now, now, when you put it that way, I don't agree with you. 1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead.
Hey, hello.
Hi,
how
Ann.
Are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say to the gentleman, number one, when you're talking about these two gentlemen and whatever acts that they're doing, it's a victimless crime, and they're not hurting anybody.
It hurts me.
And
it hurts me. See, she's just blowing past that. She won't acknowledge
please,
that.
Just please, just please, let me just make my point, and then I can let you go ahead and reiterate, okay? Number one, you can't go around sexually harassing women because it's just against the law. And two, when women want to talk about politics, that's their free speech, and that is in the First Amendment, and everybody in this country has
okay,
that right.
What if my opinion of her butt is that it looks good? Isn't that right, First Amendment?
You can keep your comments to yourself.
Oh, look at that. You get to have free speech, but I don't. You get
honey,
to have...
I think you're our first-class idiot,
yeah, there
to tell you
go.
The truth,
but,
and I'm glad
yeah,
you're
you
taking
go.
A stance
you start in with
your
the
party.
Insults. When you can't argue the point, you start in with the insults. That's perfect. That's
honey,
what I
honey, you think that women should be seen and not spoken.
No, I'm just using your logic.
No,
if you have the right to say what you
want
to say, why don't I have the free speech to say your butt looks good? See, you're
honey,
all offended by that, and I'm paying you
your thoughts are your own.
No, you said you have the right to say politically
you do not
what you want to
your
say.
Employee.
I didn't say I owned her. I just said she's got a nice butt. Well, how does that make her mean that I own her?
Look at Bob.
Well, what if she says, I think you're an ugly old man?
I guess she has the right to do that, and then I have the right
but
to fire her.
You fire her because she was,
I
you
have
know,
the right.
insubordinate?
I have the right. That's my
You have
speech.
The right. Well, she has the right to call you, you know, hey, old man,
if,
get
if,
your gross
if
old
you,
man
if,
off me. You disgust me.
If you want to say that to me, fine, but I have the right to say your butt looks good in that tight dress.
What kind
no,
of conversation
no
is
right
this?
At all.
Then you
your
don't have the right to talk
own.
Politics.
Yes, those are your rights.
You don't have the right to talk politics, then.
Well, what kind of a conversation are we
right.
having? The, well, you want to have the right, Bob, to say something that's going to visibly hurt a woman, okay?
And yet she gets to sit in the lunchroom that I provide for her and talk her politics, which is going to piss me off.
Could you watch your language?
I'm sorry, but it's going to make me angry. How come she doesn't do that?
People are allowed in this country
no.
to have their own opinions
right.
and to voice
that's,
them.
That's, but you won't let me have
that
my opinion.
That is in the First Amendment.
You won't let me have my opinion.
Honey, you can have your opinion, and your thoughts are your own, but you cannot voice those opinions if they are verbally insulting
said,
to someone
I thought you
else.
Said everybody has a right to express their opinion.
You
yeah,
talk,
I got
talk,
you.
Talk,
how do you like me now? How do you like me?
Oh, shut up. How do you like me now?
And yet, you give two dudes the right to ride a tandem bicycle in Lycra shorts.
They can do whatever they want. That is a victimless crime, and it should be written out of the books.
And by the way, I am not an ugly old man. I got a $15,000 hair system.
Hair system? That just tells me where your ego is.
Well, what's wrong with having a hair system?
In other words, you've got a toupee.
I do not have a toupee, sir. No, I do not.
Well, what do you mean a hair...
I got a hair system.
I don't care about your hair, sir.
I got a
hair
system.
I don't care about your hair. You might think you're a fine old man, but I just think you're a disgusting individual
that has
a very small mind.
Well, here's my opinion of you.
And I am glad that we live in a progressive age.
Well, here's my opinion of you. I think you'd do very well working over in our cantaloupe section.
Is that right? Well,
right.
Not only am I a vet, I'm a college graduate.
All right.
Well,
you know,
if you've got
whatever,
a degree
sir.
In farming, I bet you'd work very well oiling the cubes.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, Mr. Green, I think I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, see, nobody wants to see my point of view.
No, I understand. You have the right to free speech. However, apparently in our society there's such a thing as harassing women.
How am I harassing her when I'm telling her how good, and yet two dudes get
to... I know, ride a bicycle and go to Disney World together or whatever. Betty, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Betty.
I just want to say to the gentleman... Do you really think women are equal in the same, or do you think they're in the same category as a man?
What do you mean? Are you in the same category? No, of course not.
Okay, now, as a citizen, do I not have the same rights that you have as a man?
Yeah, but you don't, I don't have the same rights you have. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Yes.
See, you
yes,
get to say
you
what
do.
You want to say, but I don't get to say what I want to say.
Yes, you do, but... The only thing that you don't seem to be able to comprehend that you can't treat women as substandard citizens making comments, sexual innuendos.
Right, okay, but and yet you accept that two dudes get to go antiquing together.
Do you have anything else that you can harp on rather than two dudes riding a bike or going antiquing or going to the beach. That's not even the issue.
Well, ma'am,
the issue is that you cannot accept that women are equal to you and that you can't make sexual innuendos without getting some flack.
All right, I accept that. I accept everything you're saying. But I just want to, for the record, point out that we live in a time where I may not say these things, and yet two dudes are allowed to, you know, sit under a parasol together and listen to a band in an open air, you know, in an open air pool.
But as the other lady said, that is consensual. These two individuals have agreed to their lifestyle.
And think about this.
Whether you agree to it, whether you agree to their choices or not, they are in agreement.
Well, that's true, Betty. And think about this. Here's proof that you have more rights than me. I don't get to take a week out of each month and be a total sow and blame it on a menstrual cycle. Ah!
Oh, you
yeah.
are an ignorant person that I have
ever... Oh, come on! You...
Don't you know that a woman gave birth to you, man?
Ma'am, all I know is there's two dudes out there walking through an antique...
Oh, will you shut up?
You know what? You know, for
God.
a man that's supposed to be intelligent, you have a very limited intellectual span. And that's all I've got
to
say.
Well, I didn't say I was intelligent. I just said I was rich.
Oh, my. Well, take your money and buy you some good common sense, okay? That's my advice to you. Have a good night.
Betty, you're shouting an awful lot. Is Aunt Flo there?
All right, you smartass.
Episode 85 of the Phil Henry Podcast brought to you by Sherry's Berries, Amazon.com, and PhilHenryShow.com. Thousands, billions, gazillions of hours of great radio at PhilHenryShow.com.